website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And greetings. Welcome to the Friday program of The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with an article. And I had talked last week about Nancy Pelosi calling in the Catholic priests to cast demons out of her San Francisco home. Actually, not San Francisco. They live north of the city. So, this is out of about a day ago. Democrats exercise their spirits, not just their bodies. Last Saturday, the New York Post wrote, Nancy Pelosi reportedly summons priests to exorcise home of evil spirits. And her daughter is the one that did the interview with the writer for the New York Post. Former House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi summoned priests to rid her luxurious San Francisco home of evil spirits where a man allegedly attacked her hubby with a hammer. I think that weighed heavily on her soul. I think she felt really guilty, said Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra. I really think it broke her. Over Thanksgiving, she had priests coming, trying to have an exorcism of the house. Priests say exorcism not only cleanses the home of evil spirits, but it also places protection over the home so demons cannot enter again. Telling you, Nancy believes in demons. Maybe this audience don't, but she does. Rumor has it that Pelosi's disappearance during the exorcism and following the exorcism, Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul Pelosi, have been unable to re-enter their own home. No one knows why. Because the spirits are still there. According to Solomon Ganderstein, who lives across the street from the Pelosis, the problem is simply that they both lost their keys. However, Mrs. Ganderstein said she saw Nancy Pelosi fumbling with her keys but unable to get them into the lock. When Paul Pelosi tried his, the key broke off inside the lock. The locksmith truck that arrived an hour later caught fire and, quote, burned like hell, said Mrs. Ganderstein. So the smith was never able to get the door open for the Pelosis because his tools were inside the burning truck. This sounds like demons to me. Now going on. Mrs. Ganderstein said Nancy Pelosi then came over to her house, used the phone to call another locksmith company called the Key of David, and was heard screaming. So Pelosi's going to scream now. For heaven's sake, I need to get in. Open the door. The company apparently aborted the call because Pelosi suddenly hung up and stormed off. The Pelosis have since been staying at San Francisco's famous Intercontinental Mark Hopkins on Nob Hill and have been seen regularly haunting its restaurant known as the Top of the Mark, famous for the spirit it serves in its lounge. I got to read that again. Haunting its restaurant known as the Top of the Mark, famous for the spirits it serves in its lounge. On a related note, it was only last May that the Roman Catholic Church expelled Representative Pelosi, then Speaker Pelosi, from Mass. Well, she doesn't have a blessing of the Catholic Church. The demons don't have to obey the Catholic priest because Nancy is apostate as a Catholic. San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Cordileone banned the Democrat from receiving Holy Communion in May until such time as you publicly repudiate your advocacy for the legitimacy of abortion, he wrote at the time. The archdiocese did not return a request for comment, so he wouldn't do anything to assist her. Critics all but climbed the walls in reaction to the head-spinning news. Will she also be coordinating one of the speaker's offices? Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, wondered. So Pelosi hasn't entered the speaker's office since then either. So maybe she did. Friar Vincent Lampert, exorcist for the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Indianapolis, said exorcism could indeed be appropriate to combat demonic infestation. One has to wonder how quiet all the halls of Congress would be if they just exorcised the whole place. Excellent point. I would say get thousands of those requests every year, the priest added. No doubt. So, you didn't think it would be bizarre, or this bizarre. Now you have the speaker, the ex-speaker of the House. The demons aren't on her side. They're harassing her. We'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever seem to be it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a
So, that's what happens in that world. And the priest says also that darker spirits may take more than one exorcism. So daily exorcising may be necessary at the Biden home. Oh, this is at Joe's home. I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. There was another article. Biden invited the FBI to do a thorough cleansing of his home for evil classified documents. Those documents were definitely evil, evil documents. Why? Because these evil documents are getting him in trouble. So he wants and probably needs an exorcism also of his home. He said President Biden's boasted that he is fit to be president because he exercises daily. He meant exercises, not exorcises. So, anyhow, I had to bring that to you today. It's just too good. Then, now I'm going to go to another article. We've been talking about, off and on here recently, about the Operation Paperclip. Well, this is out of ATI. It's the All Hat is interesting.com. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on. That's too small. All That is interesting.com. Inside Operation Paperclip, America's secret program that employed 1,600 Nazi scientists in its labs. During the paperclip operation, records of premier German scientists were expunged so they could secretly work in American labs to give the United States a leg up over the Soviet Union in the Cold War. That is what they say, but that is not exactly the truth. That's what's documented, but it didn't have anything to do about the Soviets. That's not what that was about. It was about protecting the members in the... Now, this is only 1,600 they're talking about. There were much more than that. Much more. That's just their version. Most of the SS members, these men also lived on into the end of their lives. Not all of them. All the criminals... Many of the great criminals, they lived. They didn't come into America Operation Paperclip, but they weren't prosecuted. You see, in the occult world, Satan doesn't like his children to die because these children that serve Lucifer are too important. And this is what Operation Paperclip was all about. These individuals, I can almost say to a person, were Luciferians. They worshipped Satan in one secret society or one fashion or another. There were no Christians. There were no true born-again believers in this group. Because to do the horrendous things that occurred in Germany... You cannot have a conscience. You can't. You have to violate your conscience. You can have no empathy for mankind, for anyone, except for maybe your wife and your children. And they also were reunited with their wives and children at a later date through a different operation, but it wasn't Operation Paperclip. Paperclip brought these men in initially, and then there was another operation. I remember reading about it, and I even discussed it on this program, not this program, but the Open Forum a couple of years ago, and they were relocated. Example is Robert Mueller. His father, Heinrich Mueller, came into this country. He was relocated through Operation Paperclip. Heinrich. He was brought in, worked for the CIA in operations in Cuba, South America, and his son, was remained in Germany, Robert, until later. And then once Heinrich was brought in and protected, then this program to reunite these families began. And they would bring in the families, the wives, the children of these individuals into this country through this new program. And the documentation that I had presented years ago was that Robert was brought into New York out of Germany, and he was became an American citizen. And then, eventually, like his father, he ends up in the FBI. So he's in the intelligence also. And he is the individual that ends up going with this lying, narrative that Donald Trump was a Russian, that he was colluding with the Russians. Well, that's what these people do. But Heinrich, the father of Robert Mueller. Now, going on here. The Allied, so again, after the war is over, the Allies they're applauded for bringing these individuals to this country to work with the American government in all these agencies, whether it be intelligence, engineering, space program, etc., to give America an edge over the Soviet Union. That wasn't what this was about. It was, you cannot kill these Nazi children that worship Lucifer. And who was part of, or what group in this country and in London would put together a plan like this that would have the power to influence American politicians to do this? Not just the politicians. Well, it would be Pilgrim Society. Because you see, Pilgrim Society used Adolf Hitler and the Nazis to, as an experiment, to see if they could get away with mass hypnosis through propaganda that would deceive a whole nation to go along with the plan of extermination. That was just in Germany. They have succeeded a second time in a plan to exterminate the world. But they have to protect these people. You see, the devil worshippers will protect their own children. It's like I've discussed before about Adolf Hitler. You know, just from the research I have done, knowing history you can't study enough. You're just never going to know it all. But Adolf Hitler, the Führer, do you think the members of the Third Reich in Germany, or those who had Nazi sentiment in England, the Vatican, America, Argentina, do you think they were going to allow, and the German, again, SS officers, the German intelligence, all of the agencies within the power structure of Nazi Germany, do you think they were going to allow the Führer to shoot himself or to take poison? Anybody that would think that way is not thinking. There is no way. The German people, this was the heart of the German thought, the German people, the individual that led Germany, could have led Germany to greatness internationally, a Third Reich, a thousand-year rule. They were not going to allow the Führer to die or his wife, Eva von Braun. No way. It doesn't happen. Not in that world it doesn't. So the Catholic Church, England, Norway, Denmark, all of these these nations, especially the United States, Canada, Australia, working together, had a plan to not only get 1,600 Nazi scientists to the United States for the sake of research, but also to hide and move Adolf Hitler to Argentina, where he would live the rest of his life. And you don't have to believe me. It's okay. It's all right. Everything fits if you can see that Adolf Hitler didn't die. Everything fits if you can see that they're not going to ever allow the Nazis to die. Another thing, there's no way they could allow the Nazi movement to die. They had to keep the embers of that philosophy, of that religion, alive to this very day. And through Operation Paperclip, they moved all of these individuals that didn't come to the United States of America. They moved all these individuals they wanted to keep alive all over the world, to Asia, to South Africa, to South America, to Australia, into this country, into Canada. They went all over the world with the religion of Nazism. Now, there's not going to be a paperclip. Now, the whole world, the Western world, the Anglo world, the white world, is full of the religion of Nazism. The British Pilgrim Society, the American Pilgrim Society out of New York City, these people are really, their religion is Nazism. White, Aryan supremacy, Aryan God-man. That's exactly what it is, nothing less than that. Now, these people, you know, there was a Third Reich. And there must be a Fourth Reich. All the Nazis that are still living that came out of Germany that escaped prosecution, they now knew the Third Reich was, that plan was over. Those dreams had ended. But have hope, because they knew there would be a final Reich. And we are presently in that time of the final Reich. There was a movie, a Terminator movie, I think it was the third one, The Rise of the Machines. The Rise of the Machines, which we're watching right now, The Rise of AI. But you could say we're in virtual reality. We're at the time of the rise of the final Reich. Just like in the movie The Rise of the Machines, we are daily being presented the truth that there is a rise of a final Reich. We're in that time period. This will be the last Reich. There will not be a Reich after this coming Reich. This coming Reich, as I have been mentioning on this program, the final Reich in the Bible, it's in Revelation chapter 13 and other scriptures throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, the final Reich will be the Reich of the Antichrist in the West. We'll go to break. Be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in Northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, telephone technology specialist here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC swamp.
So, at the end of the article, at the end of the war, the Allies scrambled to collect German intelligence and technology that may otherwise fall into the hands of the Soviet Union. As an impending Cold War threatened to destroy the hard-won peace, the United States granted a slew of Nazi scientists immunity for their war crimes so they could work in their labs instead of in the Russian labs. Not true. Not true. Even this here, I would disagree with whoever wrote this article here. They don't understand witchcraft. They don't understand the occult. They don't understand Luciferianism, Satanism, witchcraft, the religion of Nazism. They don't understand this stuff. They're reading. They're seeing this just from a carnal perspective. They don't see the spiritual side to this. Now, there was a pastor by the name of Russ Dizdar who died about a year ago. And in his research, in his ministry, he has met many, many young German people who were children of ex-Nazis, or not children of ex-Nazis. They were the children of those coming out of Germany that were Nazi. And the Third Reich, these men had children. These men would, there is no doubt that it would be their responsibility to teach their children Nazism or the religion of the white supremacists. Then these individuals would have children. And Russ was saying that here in this country, there are these individuals who are, they are split personality. They are multi-personality. Adolf Hitler realized this with the German people while he was in power. He sent out the Nazi researchers, psychiatrists, all of these type of people into the German countryside to see how is it that the German people are so brilliant, the young children. It's because many of them were tortured. Many of them suffered some form of torture, which only increases their intellectual ability, IQ. And to do that, you have the man that came in from these psychological programs in Germany into the United States military, into probably DARPA, and they took these techniques and they trained, they had perfected them in Germany. They'd already been perfecting them in this country and England also. But they took these techniques and they have now perfected the way in which to put demons inside of people. The CIA documents that I have read prove it. They can take demons and put them in people. Now, you'd think there are no demons. Well, then why is Nancy Pelosi having the Catholic priest come over to cast the spirits out of her house? She needs to have spirits cast out of her because of all her evil, and her husband too, in my opinion. The MK Ultra experiments were a continuation of Nazi psychological torture techniques to split the soul. This goes back thousands of years. This was being done in the time of King David, where they could torture and traumatize individuals, and the individuals would have to slip into another, they split the psyche. They split the soul. David talks about lions tearing his soul in pieces. Well, you can't tear the soul in pieces. It's like the air. You can't grab it. But King David, in the Psalms, he said that the enemies would tear his soul like a lion, shredding his soul to pieces. He was familiar with the ability of these enemies to split the soul. Today, we call it multi-generational, multi-personality. One person that you might know of that they felt was had multi-personalities was JonBenet Ramsey's mother, Patty. And they believed that she had this condition of multiple personalities. And here you see in the last 40, 50 years, you have ministries, you have government psychiatrists that are studying people that have 2, 3, 4, 5 personalities. I'm just thinking some of the movies where you would have like The Exorcist, but others, I can't remember the name of these movies, where you have people that have multiple personalities. Well, now, all throughout the world, just within the white race, those in that have been children of the Nazis, children of many of the military people in this country, in my opinion, children of military, high-ranking military people, a lot of times these children are used by the government in secret research programs. There's a guy here, his name was, I almost have it, Columbine shooters, Dylan and Klebold, definitely. One of their fathers was in the military. They suspect that Klebold, had been a product of some type of government research or programs. And then you have James at the Aurora shooting. James, they think that he also, his father, was military, high, very, very, I think he went to school in California. He was part of the LIBOR investigation, Holmes, James Holmes, his father, also tied into government probably research, just from what I've read. It's not just an opinion, it's just in studying. And then he, James, he goes to court. I remember watching him. He sat there like a zombie. And it just so happens that there was a psychiatrist out of Boulder, I think she was a Navy psychiatrist. Holmes was under her supervision. This is so bizarre, but it happens right in front of us all the time. Well, going back to what these people that were brought into this country, there were some, they don't tell you about this, many were part of government torture programs such as MKUltra. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley. 970-443-5654.
Okay, so in 1943, the Germans collected the most invaluable assets, scientists, mathematicians, engineers, technicians, 4,000 rocketeers. See, there say 1,600. No. We're talking more, 4,000 rocketeers, and stationed them all together in the Baltic seaport of Peenemünde in northern Germany to develop a technological defense strategy against the Russians. America, without America, Adolf Hitler would never have pulled off what he did. Werner Ostenberg, the head of Germany's of the Defense Research Association was responsible for determining which scientists to recruit by creating an exhaustive, thorough research roster. Scientists had to be considered sympathetic. Considered sympathetic to or at least compliant with Nazi ideology. There we go. I didn't read this article before. I just found it. Had to be considered sympathetic to or at least compliant with Nazi ideology, which means Satanism. Straight out, simply devil worship. The worship and the being the just devil worshipers, sympathetic to Satan's cause, or at least be compliant with satanic ideology in order to be invited. Naturally, this index came to be known as Ossenberg List. Meanwhile, the U.S. had become increasingly more aware of the Nazis' covert biological weapons program, and according to Annie Jacobson's 2014 book Operation Paperclip, the discovery of these scientific efforts shocked the U.S. into action. They had no idea that Hitler had created this whole arsenal of nerve agents, explained Jacobson. They had no idea that Hitler was working on a bubonic plague weapon. That is why where Paperclip began, which was suddenly the Pentagon realizing we need these weapons for ourselves. And guess what? We have developed them to the point where they are so, I don't want to use the word perfect, they are just unbelievable. In 1945, the Allies began to claim territory across Europe. They began confiscating German intelligence and technology for themselves. This is exactly why they went in. They didn't go in just for gold. They didn't go in for prisoners. They went in for the research documentation. How do you deceive a whole society? How do you, with the medical research, the Nazis during that time, they found out the calorie, they came up with the calorie counter. In other words, how many calories do you burn a day if you do X amount of exercise? How many calories a day do you have to just stay alive? How many calories a day, or at what point does, if you don't have adequate calories, at what point does it start to, your body starts to assimilate the organs? They have all of this research documented. You had to have guinea pigs. And I tell you what, this was the most thought-out evil plan ever in the history of the world. And that was just in 1940, 42, 46, 45. Who knows what the Americans with Nazis, with the English, with all the best minds of the world that have gone to the universities, that have become targets of the U.S. government, foreign governments, to take the best minds of these young people that have no conscience, put them into research labs all over the world, bio labs, and look what you have today. You have evil like the world has never seen. And it's going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. We can't stop it. No matter how much we protest, we're not going to stop it. The book of Job said that God is going to allow the wicked to take over the earth. It will be turned over to the hands of the wicked. They will be the ones driving the car, so to speak. So, at first, the United States was concerned merely with capturing and interrogating the scientists identified in this list in a mission called Operation Overcast. But the U.S. discovered the extent of Nazi technology. They knew the extent of it. This sounds good. The United States knew the extent of Nazi research. We knew what they were doing in these in Auschwitz. We knew what they were doing with secret programs. We were funding it. We were funding the labs, the pharmaceutical companies, IG Farben. We were funding. We were part of. The English were part of it. This is just too much corruption for me. It's just makes your head, not my head, but other people's head spin. But anyhow, we knew Ravensburg, Germany. Ravensburg, here they're a nuclear program. They're making heavy water tied into, I think it was Norway, back and forth. And this is why it was verboten for the United States, the English, the Allies, to do any type of bombing, a military operations in Ravensburg, Germany. This is kind of the land area where Klaus Schwab was living, where he came out of, and Anthony the Liar Fauci. This was their seat of their generational history.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
So, many of these German researchers in the article were Holocaust-related atrocities were simply expunged by the JIOA, later went on to work on MKUltra, a top-secret program backed by the CIA, whose main objective was to generate a mind-controlled drug to use against the Russians. No, MK Ultra, assassination program, multi-personality individuals. The best movies on MK the program would be the Bourne Identity movies. You see, the Germans were already doing this in Nazi Germany years before. They've been doing this in the backwoods, the Black Forest, for generations. See, MK, these programs to split a personality go back thousands of years, but they perfected it in our time. And you can, like with, who was it, the woman that was the mule, the tape recorder, Kathy O'Brien, for Henry Kissinger. She'd go with Kissinger into meetings. She remembered every word. She was a human tape recorder because of torture when she was a child. That's what how you do it. That's how they work these programs to torture. And you hate pain, so you actually your IQ goes up. Well, Kathy O'Brien, good book. I'd recommend you read it. But the thing is, they have to keep a religion alive. The religion of Nazism, white supremacy, many other things. Now, I will say this. The German people have been victims of the wicked individuals that are German. And you have within the German society, with the German race, you have two groups of people. The wicked, the evil, and then you have the good. You have Martin Luther and the true followers of true religion and the one God, the true God. And then you have the others in the German society that are the true followers of Diablo, of the devil. With every culture, with the blacks, the same. You have the good, you have those that are the good, the great. And these are the great people of the Germans, the blacks, the whites, the Hispanics, the Asians, the great, great individuals are those people within those races that are the good people. And then you have the wicked. You have the wicked, the unrighteous, the evil. It's just the way it is. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Join me next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a peace on your night. Be peace on your night. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Goodbye.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.